Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL Hall of Famer and NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System, Cape Cod Builders, and your local Anderson Windows dealer. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. I hope you guys are ready.
We're ready.
We'll get into Sunday night in a minute, because I got to ask you about Thursday night football.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're the New York Giants, do you have to think about getting Kyle LaLetta ready to play here?
Man, oh, God. I mean, I talked about this last night, and all the comments that Odell Beckham made that I thought was as crazy, as wild as I don't know what. But I believe that's not just sentiment of Odell Beckham. I believe that some of what's coming out of the locker room and everybody seeing so much talent on that team. That kid Barkley, and it's just so much talent on that team, but they do need better play from the quarterback position. I just don't know what they do with it now. I won't go so far as say, well, did they miss out by not getting Sam Darnold? Because Barkley is a once-in-a-generational type player. You got him. That was a great pickup. You're trying to bring a short pass game. You're trying to make Eli play like Tom Brady, and he just doesn't have that in him. Because when you're playing a short passing game like that, you got to be very accurate with the ball to put the ball on the right shoulder so the receiver can run with it after the catch. And that's something Eli's lacking right now.
What do you make of Odell Beckham, though? You mentioned sort of the comments, but also on the field. I mean, as talented a player as there is, but the guy seems very frustrated at what's going on right now. What can he do?
Yeah, and I understand his frustration. You know, I was telling somebody about this the other day, you know, because we were talking about guys coming out. You know, Odell came out. You know, Alan Hearns come out. I said, you guys understand, you know, because there's a lot of old heads like me that are on TV. I said, it's different now. When we play, you have to wake up on Monday after the game and read the paper to see what they say. Or you can catch one of the news stations and you can catch it for 5 or 6 minutes, you know, and they may bring up your story and how bad things are going for you. But today's world, these people, these players are inundated. Not every hour, not every 10 minutes, but every second. Through social media, with everybody talking about what's wrong with you. You're a bum. Get out of here. Get back to money. All of that stuff is going on. And I think we're getting people that just they get tired of it. And we're getting guys talking, man. But Odell's too talented. As I watched him last night, I said, okay, enough's enough now. Just play football. There's nothing you can do. That's the quarterback's job. I understand you're frustrated, but let's just play football, buddy. He's too talented.
Since Odell Beckham and some of his teammates climbed on that boat in Miami, the Giants have gone 4-19. Any relationship?
Right. No relationship with that. Just a relationship with an offensive line. They can't give Eli time, and then when he does get time, they can't make the play. That's the relationship that have gone with 4-19. When we talk about stuff like that, they say, "Well, is Odell Beckham a distraction?" That's exactly what I said. A distraction from what? A distraction from losing? That's all they've been doing around here quite a while. They only have lost games. You need a distraction from losing, and it's called winning, and that's what they need to do.
Now, last year, Eli Manning was benched, and all of a sudden there was an outroar, and everybody was all upset about it, and Geno Smith got a start, and then Eli Manning went back in. If they were to make a change this year, could they keep him on the roster? Like, is there a scenario where Eli Manning's the backup, or would they just have to get rid of him altogether?
I really do believe they have to ride it out this year. They have to ride it out. Yeah, and I don't know to what that means. You know, if you're sitting here 1-9, 1-8, what does that mean, riding it out? But I know you just gave Odell $90 million. Saquon certainly is part of your future. You're going to have to go in and find your quarterback. This is what I thought. I thought Sherman kind of let one get away here, and I guess maybe he was afraid of, because of what you just mentioned about the coach getting released by benching Eli. But I don't know why Sherman didn't go make a play for Teddy Bridgewater, who knew his offense when he was right across the way with the Jets, and let Teddy back up Eli. Now, you know, I understand right now if Teddy was backing up Eli, they would have been calling for Teddy to be on the football field. But they should have done that at least for their future. And to have Teddy next year, you know, even if you want to go in the draft and find a quarterback, but to have Teddy next year to pair him with Eli and Saquon and then try to work on finding an offensive line, maybe you had a team.
We're talking to NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Sunday night, the 5-0 Kansas City Chiefs come to town. Now, the Chiefs have had a habit the last few years of getting out of the blocks very fast and then stumbling after that. Why should we believe this year would be different for them?
That's a great question. That's a great question. But I think because of the kid back at quarterback, you know, last couple of years, especially with Alex Smith, you know, things get tight. Once you lose one game, people start saying, oh, okay, here we go. Then you lose two games. And you start stumbling, things get real tight, and people start playing tight. This kid has a different mentality. He has a different mentality, and he's going to sling the ball all over the field. And I think that brings about something different permeating their locker room. So I'm believing that they'll keep it running this year because of that fresh new talent that has no fear on a football field.
What do you think of Josh Gordon's fit so far? It's been two games with the Pats.
I was there that last Thursday, made that play down. That coming across that field, Tom just said, okay, I'm going to throw this. I trust you, ball. It's a weird thing to look at. It really is a weird thing to be right there and witness. With Tom Brady throwing an I trust you, ball, I'm just letting this thing go. Because he just let that one go. Who's he throwing that to? And then out of nowhere, here comes Josh Gordon, looking like Flash Gordon, snatching the ball right off somebody else. Oh, my God. And I told people this, and I'm telling you guys this now. Everybody keeps talking about, well, can he give you what Randy Moss gave? I say, yes, but he can give you more. Because I said, this kid runs a slant route. He called a slant route in his hands, people, in his hands. I catch slant routes in my body because I know the pain that I'm about to meet. And when I meet the pain of that linebacker or one of those safeties hitting me, the ball may jump up in the air and be an interception. So I came up with catching it in my body. And then when I watched film and I saw that kid snatch that slant down with his hands and a couple plays before that, Cordell Patterson ran a slant on the other side, and it looked like he was saying, no, mama, please, mama, don't throw that to me. Please, mama, don't throw it to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was looking like. I was like, oh, this kid gives Tom something different. That kind of play where you can go slant routes, up top, everything. You know, guys, as much as I love Randy and he'll moss you, Randy didn't really want to run across that middle. He didn't really want to go across that middle. That middle was not his friend. The middle is Josh Gordon's friend, and I love what they're doing with him right now. And everybody always talks about what's different. What's different in New England? Let me tell you what's different with an addict. And I know a little something about this. That's why they said one day at a time, one day at a time. And what you have to do is get up each day and have something in front of you, something in your destiny better than your history, and something that pulls you each day towards your destiny and away from that stronghold in your history. And right now, Josh has hope of playing in the playoffs, and he has hope of playing in a Super Bowl.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.